We are in the midst of the spring real estate season, traditionally a busy time for home selling. The latest statistics indicate the market is picking up in Newcastle and Kent counties and slightly down in Sussex. But the numbers don't tell you everything, so we asked contributor Eileen Dalabrida to look beyond the numbers to find out how hot the market is and exactly who's benefiting. Her piece is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and she joins us on The Green this week. Eileen, thanks for being here.
Hi, Tom.
Well, let's start with the sales being up in Kent and Newcastle counties. What is fueling that? What is the hottest price range here?
Well, the numbers are very encouraging in both, and especially in Newcastle County, where the sales in the first quarter were up more than 9%, and in Kent they were up 5%. And that is a very pleasant surprise because we've been in the doldrums for a few years now. We're thinking that the sweet spot is definitely under $400,000 in Newcastle. And because houses tend to be less expensive in Kent, it's around $250,000, $225,000.
And in that price range, who's buying? Who's the typical buyer? And what are they looking for in a home?
Well, something new that we're seeing this year is the rise of the rancher. In some very good neighborhoods in North Wilmington, there are ranchers are staying on the market for only a couple of days. They're going for the asking price and beyond. And most of them are going to buyers who are 50 and up, many of them empty nesters, who are looking ahead and they want that one-story living.
It's interesting because back when the housing market was really hot, you found like a lot of seniors might be interested in a two-story house if they had a first-floor bedroom. Now it seems like they're just like, hey, just one floor for me.
Yeah, I think that this is part and parcel of a mentality that people have gravitated towards over the past few years, is that maybe I don't need all that stuff.
And I imagine also the typical buyer also we're seeing on the other end of the scale, the new home buyer, the first-time buyer who's getting into the market, seeing an opportunity now?
They are. Interest rates are still very low, about 2.8% for a 15-year mortgage and 3.4% for a 30-year mortgage. But there's rumblings from the Fed that rates might go up, and they typically do in a presidential election year. So I think that desire to lock in is another thing that's fueling the market.
Let's talk about Sussex. Sales there have dipped slightly. What's the issue there?
Well, Sussex is a different beast than Kent and Newcastle. In the northernmost counties, people are buying primary homes, their main homes. About half the homes that are selling in Sussex are second homes. So there are two things that are in play there. First, there are people who are hesitating to buy second homes. And realtors tell me that is a part of the trickle-down from Dow DuPont, that DuPonters who might have had these great jobs and be looking for second homes are really holding back. And second, it's just been really crummy weather. So people aren't thinking beach.
We'll see if that changes in the next couple of weeks as we approach Memorial Day. Overall, high-end homes slumping as well. How badly? What's the issue there?
High-end homes, and that's defined as more than $500,000 in Newcastle County, more than $600,000 in Sussex County, and more than $400,000 in Kent County, becalmed, quite becalmed. If they were seeing a significant softening in the prices, that people are either having to bite the bullet and take a loss if they haven't had a lot of equity into their homes, or else they're just going to have to wait longer to get what they're looking for. It's a very tough road in the upper end.
And even though things are heating up, generally speaking, particularly in that sweet spot area you were talking about earlier, there are still some issues in sealing the deal in many cases. What can be the holdup even if you are ready to buy?
Credit is one thing. If you don't have a credit score of 760 or above, and that's a pretty high bar, you might have a problem getting a mortgage, or you might have to pay a higher interest rate. Also, we're still seeing some homes, the foreclosures filtering in and out of the market, And that's a tough one because those houses often have been vacant for 2 years, 3 years, even 5 years, and there are condition problems. And also, because people tend to gravitate towards turnkey houses, we're seeing houses that aren't going through to settlement because there are problems with the home inspection and the buyer and seller can't reach an accord.
So we might actually be seeing a stronger market if some of those issues weren't involved in, as you said, the financing or the home inspections.
I believe we would.
All right, Eileen Dalabria, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Green.
Thanks, Tom.